Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for TowneBank. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a regional banking player with some interesting dynamics, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down TowneBank, a financial institution based in the U.S. that operates in the banking industry, focusing on community banking services. For those who might not be as familiar, TowneBank offers a range of financial products. Think commercial and retail banking, mortgage services, and wealth management, primarily serving markets in Virginia and North Carolina. With a solid footprint in these regions, they've carved out a niche as a trusted local bank. Let's dive into what's been happening with this stock. Check out recent performance and news, and then get into the meat of our SWOT analysis to see if this could be a fit for your portfolio. First, a quick pulse on recent performance. Over the past year, TowneBank has shown some resilience compared to broader market swings, with a steady performance trajectory that's worth noting, especially in the short and medium term. Looking at the last few months, we've seen moderate gains, though it's not setting the world on fire. Compared to its peers in the regional banking space, TowneBank is holding its own, but it's not exactly leading the pack either. On the news front, there's been some buzz around their strategic moves to expand digital banking offerings, which could be a game changer as customer preferences shift. There's also chatter about their focus on community engagement, which plays into their brand strength but doesn't always translate to immediate stock pops. Let's unpack all of this further as we roll into the SWOT, starting with what makes TowneBank stand out. Strengths. Strong regional presence. TowneBank has a firm grip on its core markets in Virginia and North Carolina. Their deep community ties give them an edge in customer loyalty, which is huge for a regional bank. This isn't just about warm fuzzies. It translates to a stable deposit base, something critical for long-term growth in this sector. Diversified revenue streams. Looking at their revenue segments, they're not just relying on traditional banking. With contributions from mortgage services and wealth management, they've got multiple engines driving income. This diversification helps buffer against interest rate volatility, a big plus for investors like us who want consistency over decades. Solid financial metrics. Diving into their numbers, TowneBank's current ratio and quick ratio are in a healthy range, showing they've got liquidity to handle short-term obligations. Their gross profit margin also looks competitive within the industry, suggesting they're managing costs well while still growing revenue year over year. Positive free cash flow. Their cash flow statements reveal a consistent ability to generate free cash flow, which is a green flag for long-term investors. It means they've got room to reinvest in growth, pay dividends, or weather economic storms without breaking a sweat. All right. So TowneBank has some solid foundations, but no company is perfect. Let's flip the coin and talk about where they're lagging or vulnerable. Weaknesses. Limited geographic reach. While their regional focus is a strength, it's also a double-edged sword. They're heavily concentrated in just a couple of states, which means any local economic downturn could hit them harder than a more diversified national player. For long-term investors, this lack of scale is something to watch. Valuation concerns. Peeking at their price-to-earnings ratio, TowneBank isn't exactly screaming undervalued. Compared to the industry average, their forward PE ratio is on the higher side, suggesting the market might already be pricing in a lot of their future growth. If they don't deliver, there could be downside risk. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth noting. They're carrying a fair amount of leverage on the balance sheet, and while it's manageable now, any rise in interest rates could squeeze their margins if not handled carefully. Slower digital adoption. Despite recent efforts, some of the earnings call summaries hint that TowneBank has been a bit behind the curve on fully embracing fintech innovations compared to competitors. In an era where digital banking is king, this could hurt their ability to attract younger customers over the long haul. Now that we've got the internal picture, let's zoom out and look at the bigger landscape. What opportunities are out there for TowneBank to seize? Opportunities. Digital transformation push. Recent news highlights their investment in digital banking platforms, and this could be a massive growth driver. If they execute well, they could capture more market share, especially among tech-savvy younger demographics. For us long-term folks, this is a trend to monitor closely over the next few years. Interest rate environment. With potential shifts in monetary policy on the horizon, regional banks like TowneBank could benefit from a rising rate environment. Higher rates often mean better net interest margins, and their latest earnings call suggests management is optimistic about capitalizing on this. Expansion potential. There's room to grow beyond their current footprint. Whether through acquisitions or organic growth into neighboring states, scaling up could diversify their risk and boost revenue. Their strong balance sheet and free cash flow position them well to make strategic moves if the right deal comes along. Community banking niche. As larger banks pull back from smaller markets, TowneBank has a chance to double down on their community-focused model. This could solidify their position as the go-to bank for local businesses and residents, driving steady, albeit slow, growth over time. Of course, the road ahead isn't all sunshine and rainbows. Let's talk about the threats that could derail TowneBank's progress. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Regional banks are often more exposed to local economic conditions, and any slowdown in Virginia or North Carolina could directly impact loan demand and default rates. With whispers of recession risks in broader markets, this is a real concern for long-term holders. Competitive pressure. The banking sector is cutthroat, with both national giants and nimble fintech startups eating into market share. TowneBank's slower pivot to digital could leave them vulnerable if competitors outpace them on innovation or pricing. Regulatory risks. Banking is a heavily regulated industry, and any tightening of rules, especially around capital requirements or lending practices, could weigh on profitability. Management mentioned this as a potential headwind in recent earnings calls, so it's on their radar too. Interest rate volatility. While rising rates could be an opportunity, the flip side is true as well. If rates spike too quickly or fall unexpectedly, it could mess with their net interest income and overall margins. This unpredictability is something we investors need to factor into our risk assessment. So, where does this leave us with TowneBank? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. From a long-term investment perspective, TowneBank presents a mixed bag. On one hand, their strong regional presence, diversified revenue, and healthy cash flow make them a stable pick for a portfolio focused on steady growth and income, especially with a decent dividend yield to sweeten the deal. On the other hand, their limited geographic scope and valuation concerns mean there's not a ton of upside unless they nail their digital strategy or expand their footprint. For now, they're a hold candidate for me, worth keeping if you're already in, but I'd wait for a better entry point if you're on the sidelines. The banking sector's broader trends, like interest rate moves and digital disruption, will be key to watch over the next few quarters. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on TowneBank. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on TowneBank in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.